This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. planes are in action over Afghanistan, striking Taliban targets around the northern city of Kunduz and the southern stronghold of Kandahar. Commanders of the Northern Alliance say they're planning an all-out assault on Kunduz if negotiations for a peaceful surrender fail. They say the city is being defended by non-Afghan mercenaries who went to the country to fight for the Taliban or Osama bin Laden. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from just outside Kunduz.
Abdul Hafiz has found the perfect spot to watch the bombing of Kunduz. He's a Northern Alliance soldier. With 30 other soldiers, he's climbed a hill that overlooks much of the Kunduz battlefield. The troops have stacked their machine guns and AK-47s as they watch the Americans work. When a visitor appears on the crest, Hafiz beckons and makes a space to sit down on his blanket.
Oh, please come here. Welcome to Afghanistan.
One B-52 flies directly overhead. You can make out its silvery shape in the clear sky. And it's a little eerie to realize you're looking straight up at the bomb bay doors. One load of bombs lands in a field maybe less than a mile away. Like many Alliance troops, Abdul Hafiz has been passing the time by chatting with Taliban soldiers on the radio. And on this day, he gets into an argument with a Taliban fighter. The Taliban soldier wants to know why the Northern Alliance has been talking to so many foreigners, meaning the journalists and TV crews apparently visible across the battle lines. Abdul Hafiz responds, "We're not working with foreigners, you're working with foreigners. Pakistanis, Arabs, and others who volunteered to fight here are now stuck in Kunduz." The Taliban soldier retorts that at least his foreigners are Muslims. The argument goes on, punctuated by more B-52 runs. At one point, the Taliban soldier says, "You missed me by 100 meters." The radio discussion gets to the essential problem of Kunduz. Other Afghan cities have surrendered. The foreigners in Kunduz cannot. They believe they would be killed if the Northern Alliance captured them. The Northern Alliance has given them no reason to doubt it. Alliance officials say that if they catch foreigners, they will judge them as terrorists under Islamic law. The commander of Northern Alliance forces here is trying to deal with this problem by arranging the defections of those Taliban soldiers who can quit. The Alliance is willing to spare native Afghans who quit the Taliban. And rather than immediately assault Kunduz on the ground, General Mohammad Daoud is negotiating with Afghan Taliban commanders. Just last night, he says, three Taliban leaders brought their soldiers out of Kunduz, sneaking through a river valley to surrender. General Daoud told reporters this morning that he wants to avoid a bloody ground battle, but he says he is ready for it. And the U.S. bombing continues. Refugees who fled Kunduz say that some U.S. strikes have missed their targets and killed civilians. Ahmad Walid walked out of the battle zone this morning with a baby in his arms. Walid says the B-52 raids have accurately struck Taliban positions, but smaller U.S. strike planes have been hunting down moving targets, a far more complicated job. And yesterday, he says, one plane missed.
Yesterday. Just one bomb crashed and people of Kunduz, civilian peoples, and two, three people is die. The small airplane is not good.
Up on his hilltop viewing post, Northern Alliance soldier Abdul Hafiz is thinking about the cost his country is paying for this latest phase of a 12-year civil war. The Afghan Mujahideen are on the verge of taking full control of the country for the second time. Hafiz remembers the first time, when factional disagreements led to a new round of war. God willing, he says, if we take over all of Afghanistan, we will never do the things we did before. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, outside Kunduz, Afghanistan.